phone interview for you today with Tally Hall. I think we're just talking to Rob. Is he there? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello,
Hi. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good, good. Okay. So we're going to start off with a fan question that we already got IM'd in. If you are listening on gwradio.com, you can IM us at rgwradio, and we'll ask your questions. He has a couple of them. So let's talk about first release date for the new album. What are we thinking?
Well, we're thinking as soon as possible.
Okay. Sounds good.
I mean, it's been a long time since we put out any new music, and we are anxious and excited to release this record. It sounds great. We don't know exactly when. We have a meeting with the record label in about a week and a half to decide, but our hope is that summer seems realistic to us, although we'll know more soon. And as soon as we know, we'll Twitter it, and sorry, we'll tweet it, and we'll put it up on Facebook and send out an email.
Okay, great. And how about your favorite track on the album that you've already released?
On the first album?
Yeah, on the first album.
Oh, my favorite. That's a tough question. I don't know. I like them all. They're all very different, I guess. It's a hard question. I'll say, off the top of my head, I remember, the first time I ever heard "Good Day," I thought that it was wonderful.
Yeah, and that is technically the single, or because I know there is a video for that one too. So
yeah. Well, we made a lot of videos. We made I think about 7 or 8 videos total as a part of the internet show that we made in 2008, and that was the first one that we made a video for, and it was quite an endeavor. It took about 4 months to make. If you haven't seen the video, you can watch it on our YouTube channel. It's something.
Yeah. I watched it. I watched it the other night. I had a chance to look at all the video stuff. What?
Cool.
Can you talk a little bit about that? What, makes you guys, do you do the video stuff yourself, or do you have, friends who do the production? And I mean, it's really cool, really creative stuff that you have up. So.
Thank you. We started in college doing videos just for fun. It actually predates the band. We just started making comedy shorts, I guess, and then that sort of bridged into music videos, and then the band was in full swing, and we thought, well, we'll keep doing the video thing. We have a good time doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was around the time when we came up with the idea to do a full-blown internet show.
Okay.
And our record label was gracious enough to give us some money to fund the production costs, and we do it all ourselves. We write it and direct it and edit it, and it's quite a workload to do it that way, actually. In retrospect, if we were to do the internet show again, which hopefully we'll get a chance to do a second season or perhaps
we just got a question, actually, asking about season 2.
We'd love to do a second season. We love even more to move to, a different medium and try out some different things, whether it's TV or something else, I'm not sure. But yeah, we'll definitely be doing more video stuff in the future. But I guess in terms of how much we'll do it ourselves, we'll in the future, I think we'll probably continue doing all the writing and directing, but maybe leave the production end up to a production company. Just logistics aren't really
right.
They're very challenging and they take a lot of time, so
mm-hmm.
We wouldn't mind passing that off.
Yeah. Do you think you'd ever release it, like on a DVD or as
bonus
definitely. Bit of an album or anything like that? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's in the works.
Okay. Cool. Sounds good. And so the Good Day video, I know that you guys are kind of well known for the ties and the different color ties, and you all have your own color. Is there any reasoning behind the colors? Who has what color? What color are you?
I'm yellow. There's deep yellow. Meaning. There's deep meaning
deep
and
meaning?
Symbology
so
behind
why?
The ties.
So why are you yellow?
Because, as fate would have it, on the day that our box of ties arrived from 2002ties.com in probably 2002, the year 2002, the box of ties was ravaged in order of whoever got home from classes first that day. And when I got home, there was a tie left, and it was yellow.
Okay.
So I don't know what the symbology is. I don't know what the symbolism is, but I'm sure there's something.
Yeah.
But, my destiny was the yellow tie, and Zubin's blue, Andrew's green, Ross is gray, and Joe's red.
Yeah.
it's up to the listeners to decide what the meaning is, but I'm sure there is some.
Yeah, definitely. Yellow, like sunshine or something. Think of something.
I'm just going to say urine.
I thought about it, but I was just gonna pretend that, you know, only good things are yellow. Okay, so this is the last leg of the tour with Jukebox the Ghost, right? Tonight at the Black Hat, doors at 7:30.
That's
here in DC. So, how about any memorable moments or embarrassing stories from tour that you would be willing to share?
Oh, well, it's been a great time, I'll say that. The Jukebox guys and Skybox, who's also on the tour, are just a pleasure to travel with. And we knew them both before. We knew both bands before the tour. Mm-hmm. We love them, and we've had a great time. Memorable experiences, well, let's see. We picked up a red rubber ball at some point, and in the backstage area of a club in Nashville. We created a four square court, and I didn't realize just how captivating a game of four square can be in your mid 20s, because we had easily an hour and a half of really solid entertainment, and I think it would have continued on through the night, but unfortunately we had to play a show. We would have, if I had my druthers, we would have kept playing Foursquare. It was really fun.
Yeah. Any other game surface, kickball?
No, that was our dip back into elementary school era.
Oh, okay. That's too
gaming.
Far back. All right.
It's been a really fun tour. That's the first thing that popped into my head, but I'm sure if I had a minute, I could think of a bunch more.
Yeah. So tell us some, you know, unique things about your live show. Get us excited to come out tonight to the Black Hat.
Well, tonight the real attraction will be Jukebox the Ghost. They're headlining this show, mm-hmm. as DC is their home base. So I mean that's enough to get you excited. I think they put on an amazing show. But as far as us, we're playing a lot of new songs.
Okay.
We finished recording our new album in December, and we've been playing the new songs some for a while, some just on this tour, and they're sounding great. People seem to be enjoying them, and we have fun playing them. It's really exciting for us to play new music. So, I don't know. There's a renewed sense of excitement.
Good.
on our end, at least, and I think that's shining through on this tour. So,
great. And so for those, you know, for those listeners who haven't heard Telly Hall yet, could you describe your sound for us? Two ways. Number one, in musical terms, and number two, if it were a meal or a snack.
Oh, okay. If it were a meal or a snack, I'll start with this half of the question. It would be a Thanksgiving cornucopia.
Okay.
Containing various, harvest vegetables, squash.
All natural.
Root marm, all natural. Pumpkins, gourds. There's a lot of different stuff there, and we tend to, write songs however seems to be dictated by the melody. So the arrangement is oftentimes pretty disparate or at least different than the last song you heard. And I don't know, it's nice for us. It keeps it exciting, and we feel like the songs are better to not sort of pigeonhole ourselves into one particular genre. But I don't know. When people ask me what kind of band we are, I usually just say pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty okay. I like that. So how about inspirations and influences, musically, lyrically? I know the song about Mary-Kate and Ashley has been on heavy rotation here at the station. We like that one.
Good. Well, they're a huge influence on our career. I guess I meant that facetiously, but really, I mean, we grew up watching Full House. I can't deny that.
Yeah.
And
who didn't?
Who didn't? But I don't know. It's tough to say. We all have different musical tastes. But, we agree on all the classics.
Right.
The Beatles.
Yes.
The Beat Boys. The Rolling Stones. Queen. And then we all have very, very different tastes when you get down to the nitty-gritty. So I think that's one of the things that makes us interesting from a songwriting perspective, is that there's a lot of different influences affecting each one of us individually, and there's a weird confluence there.
Yeah. And
but I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's a good answer.